Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Here we go. With Jim Jim and Nobby.
What did I miss? What did I miss? House of the Dragon. This is the Game of Thrones prequel. Now, was this happening anyway, or is this because everyone was giving out about the last episode? I'm sure it was going to happen anyway. Gods, Kings, Fire and Blood. Warner Media has released a spine-tingling first teaser for the spin-off House of the Dragon. And I'd imagine it's all good. They're not going to make a bad spin-off, are they?
Gods. Kings. Fire and blood. Dreams didn't make us kings. Dragons did.
Dragons. Courtney Cox, friend star and actress, is going to marry Johnny McDade in Northern Ireland this Christmas. They were separated for 9 months due to lockdown, but they weren't actually separated. They just couldn't see each other. There was a lot of people in the same boat, lads. Courtney is thought to have asked her co-star Jennifer Aniston and 17-year-old daughter Coco to be joint maids of honour. A source close told Closer magazine that Courtney and Johnny's stint apart was a huge wake-up call, and they agreed to marry as soon as COVID restrictions eased. So Jennifer Aniston will be in Ireland for Christmas. I mean, Santa, that is an early delivery. Thank you very, very much. Fair play to you. Other news this morning on Dish the Dirt. Damien Lewis says goodbye to billions and says some jobs, they're not just jobs. They're actually more than jobs.
This is the first battle in the new war I'm waging against the criminally rich.
What you've done before today is not my concern.
Do I fire them all?
Even at the cost of exposing what we're doing?
We're different.
I want to believe that that's true.
When I get big game in my sights, I can't lower my rifle.
Money's power, and it's exactly what I need.
You need me because this is the down and dirty.
Prince is lining up to destroy whatever it is you're bringing out.
I'm not Axe. I'm different.
Doesn't feel different.
You wanted your war? You got it.
We will take back our
And Damien Lewis had tweeted, "A pleasure and a privilege to play Axe for 5 seasons with some of the smartest, funniest, most talented cast and crew I've worked with, and I'll miss the Billions family." So he is out. So also out is The Den, the reunion. For those old enough to remember, last Christmas was Christmas, wasn't it? The Den had, I think, a 6-episoder. Everyone was back. Ray was back. Dustin was back. Zig and Zag. And it sounds like there were talks to maybe do it again. And then at the whatever hour, someone in RTE said no. Now, I don't know if that's actually technically true, but reading the tweets, and there seemed to be a certain element of disappointment from Zig and Zag, and maybe they felt something was going to happen, and now it hasn't. And finally, for the moment, Ben Affleck says it was fun playing Batman in the flesh. He describes Justice League as difficult, and he said the Batman, which ended with our Pats taking over, said that it was good as the Flash. The Flash. Has he still got the suit? I mean, if you get back with Jennifer Aniston and she said, "Hey, what were you doing when we were broken up? How are you getting on?" "Well, I was Batman." "Oh, really? Have you still got the suit?" "I'll have a look." I mean, come on! Bieber, Kilroy and F104. It's 7:13 on Wednesday, the 6th of October. What is the story? Having a little look at all that's going on. Joe Biden's favourite pub in Louth has been stroked. The burglars robbed cash from his pub. It's called Lily Finnegan's. Lily Finnegan's. So that is making the front page, believe it or not, of some websites and papers this morning. Adele to make 30 Rock. She teases the new record with We Got a Sign in Dublin, which was nice, wasn't it? Because, you know, as great as we are, or as great as we like to think we are, we're quite small in these things. So the fact that someone as big as her decided, yeah, Dublin should get one too. I have lots of fans there. That is pretty cool. So she's coming back, man. This is relief to me because for years I've wondered, like, what's wrong with them? Why are they... Women do feel cold more than men because it prevents clashes between us. Well, tell that to anyone who's had to have a... Turn the aircon up, will you? Turn it up, turn it, make it warmer. I mean, that's a clash. Those conversations have been had in gaffes, offices, cars. Researchers claim a new study solves one of the big domestic questions of life as to why females, not all of them, but a lot of them, want the heating on when we don't feel as cold as men. They found a similar temperature divide in many birds and mammals, with the ladies preferring warmth while the blokes like to chill. It's a confirmed long-held suspicion that men are women and women feel temperature differently. The difference in thermal sensation did not come about so we could argue with our partners over the air conditioning, but rather actually the opposite. From an evolutionary point of view, it's meant to make a couple take some distance from each other so each individual can enjoy some peace and quiet. And that'll start a row. There's no doubt about that. You might have heard Hazel talking about a four-day week there. This really is a thing. So IBEC, now, like everything, it'll be at the discretion of your employer. But a four-day working week would have many advantages for some sectors in Ireland. Not all of them, IBEC has claimed. The plan would be a 180-100, which means you get 100% of your pay for 80% of the time you've been currently working in return for 100% productivity. So you would have to work harder and maybe an extra sneaky hour or two or before work, you know, earlier on those 4 days. Because no employer is going to say to you, I'm going to give you the same amount of money, but you just actually take it easier. You know, that's just not going to happen. So that doesn't even need to be up for discussion. But would you prefer a 4 day week? Or would you also like some separation out in the cold? I'm only talking about COVID because it's good news. Otherwise, I swerve it because, you know, we're all done. But we are on the start to the end. Philip Nolan yesterday did an interview and he said that we're in a good place to end restrictions on the 22nd of October, requiring physical distancing, the ban of high risk activities such as nightclubs, although that one they did last week seems to be okay so far, isn't it? He insisted the green light will be given to the government to relax restrictions based on the current data, and that, yeah, the end is in sight. So that's it. That's my bit on COVID for today. But just thought I'd pass it on in case you didn't hear. There's also a rent cap, 2% rent cap in a matter of weeks on the way. They're sorting that out. Housing is the number one priority. Yeah. But yeah, if you are renting, that's good news. Your landlord won't be able to just lash the rent up. Mark Zuckerberg, his personal net wealth has fallen by $5 billion. After the outage a couple of nights back, and they reckon it might be down to one person now. He's worth over 100 billion, you know, so five down, it'll come back next week, it'll be grand. He's apologised to users across Ireland and the rest of the world. I know a lot of people are on it already, but just in case you're not, there's another, it's basically like WhatsApp, and it's called, it's called Signal. If you use that, it's less ads, maybe less people watching what you're saying, and, you know, if you did still want to talk to people, then that would be how it would work. Joe Exotic is trying to sue the BBC for the Louis Theroux thing, not because of anything that was said about him, because of the use of this song. So he said, "Here, Kitty Kitty was not used with my permission." He's got a top entertainment lawyer called Brad Small on the case. He's taken the legal steps against the BBC as it did not get a master and synchronised licence for the use of the song.
She was a rich woman, she had rich taste, she felt the blood running through her veins.
I'm going to stop it after 30 before 30 seconds, because if I stop before 30 seconds, he won't get any money from us for that. So, ha! In your face, Joe. So yes, to the business in F104, it's 20 past 7. So Crossy, what, like, not like I was still in Europe and everything, but I wasn't here. So Adele kicked off, I'm aware of that. Sex of the City and Just Like That. Is what was announced?
So Sex and the City, if everyone's a massive fan of it.
Yeah.
Which I think people are, I think because of lockdown and all that,
everyone
people,
is, but yeah.
Because of lockdown, I think people went back to shows like that.
Comforty places.
Yeah, you got to know Carrie and Samantha and all that. And I was a staunch, hated it. I didn't care about it. And then I was like, remember Carrie did this? And I went, here, I'm turning into one of these people now. Pretending I'm living in the early noughties. They've got a brand new show coming out. Everyone thought it's going to be the end of next year, because they're only filming it now. If you go onto Instagram, they're having terrible time because they shoot live on the streets and people are going over taking videos
of
them running across. But they announced yesterday, December is going to be when it's going to
be
announced.
Ready by then?
Ready by December. So I thought of this podcast idea. So I give Giz a laugh, Enya Martin, a call last night. I was like, would you be up for doing this podcast? So and then in November, first week of November, everyone starts watching Sex and the City again.
The normal show.
Yeah, because it's on now. The whole thing is on now. So watch it for the 4 weeks, two episodes a week, where we go back and have a look, have a chat, talk about what an idiot Carrie is, why was she with Big, why was she with Aiden, and then in December, do the podcast on the brand new one.
Very good.
And I got a name for it.
What?
Sex and the City and Just Like That. What are we going to call it? Sex Like That.
Oh.
Isn't that a good idea?
It is.
Sorry. Maybe I'm admitting.
Yeah. It is.
I was at home on my own last night watching Succession.
It's
and
catchy.
I was like, well, let's do this. And I was ringing her. She was like, it's half nine. Why are you calling me? I was like, I've got this idea for a podcast.
So what is the difference with this new show? Who's not in it?
There's no Samantha.
Right.
So Samantha, in real life, Kim Cattrall had a massive row with Sarah Jessica Parker.
Just her?
Mostly just her, but it got really, really evil because something horrific happened to Kim Cattrall in real life, and Carrie, Sarah Jessica Parker, paid her condolences, and Samantha put up a thing on Instagram: "How dare you wish me condolences? You are horrible. You are this. You." And there's no going back from that at all.
So she was never going to be on the new show.
Never ever. But here's a good one for you: Sarah Jessica Parker, pre-COVID, was in Ireland 4 times a year. Lives up in Donegal, but spends a week every single time in the Merion in Dublin and drinks in O'Reilly's at the corner of Merion Row.
Doesn't go far, does she?
You know, just across the road, but apparently loves that pub. She's brought your man John C. Reilly there. She's brought Will Ferrell there. Someone else.
Her husband?
Yeah, Matthew Broderick. Da-da-da-da, Inspector Gadget.
Oh, was he that as well, yeah?
I think he was Inspector Gadget, yeah.
Your train of conscience, Crossy, sometimes it even surprises me.
I had 7 hours sleep last night. I am absolutely buzzing.
So that's what's happening with that. And Adele actually gave us, we got a real sign. That was like...
Yeah, so last night, Adele released a brand new trailer for her new track.
Mm.
So it's only about 15 seconds long.
Just a bit of piano, isn't it?
It's just a bit of piano, a tiny bit of her singing. And she's going to have the new single out October 15th. But what people are noticing is, so in the video, she's driving this really old-fashioned car and loads of lyrics from like on sheets
fall off the back.
Fall off the back of it. But
yeah, fine,
you know,
for that.
You know the song, Hello?
Her song,
yeah,
Hello.
Her song, Hello, yeah. In the video to that, she's writing down loads of lyrics. So what they're saying is, this is her driving away from her past and she's going, I'm over here, I'm over all those songs.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh, and she's given us something else.
But she gave us a 30 on Camden Street.
She did, which is so strange, right? So
normally they overlook Ireland. They're like, ah, it's not big enough, it's grand.
So, or this is the funny thing about it. It's in the Louvre. Louvre, is that what it's called
the
in
Louvre,
Paris?
Louvre. Yes, the Louvre.
It was in New York in Times Square. It was in really, really fancy places all around the world. In Ireland, it was across from Zaytoun.
Right.
Which I think is brilliant because I love Zaytoun. But it was just in the corner of Camden Street, just before you head into Sprezzatura, that Italian restaurant. And it's a 30 there. Like, I put a video up on Saturday, and by Saturday night, it had 20,000 views on it. The fans are going mental over it.
It was the colour of it as well. And yeah, it's just, we catch your eye. It's clever.
Yeah, it's clever. So I've never seen that. And I've heard actually this morning that she's currently shopping in Las Vegas. She's looking for a residency in 2022.
Okay.
And Las Vegas is where you make the money.
That's where our next road trip's going.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm up to date. Coming up, if you'd like to get away from somewhere, wherever the somewhere is, we'd like to send you somewhere very nice in Kilkenny for a couple of nights. Hang on if you'd like it. So everyone wants a little bit of a break, just getting away. And I'm very lucky to have been away twice in the last few weeks on an actual plane, and you're looking out, and or just if you're staying in a nice hotel, it really doesn't matter. I promise, if you haven't been away yet, you will notice things, like you'll even be kissing the coffee machine in the, because you've been locked up.
So with nowhere to go and nobody handing you your toast,
yeah,
your rashers, your coffee.
Yeah, all that stuff. And it's even better now because maybe there's more table service. And yeah, I promise you, if you haven't been away yet, your head, your soul, everything needs it. And you mightn't even realise it till you go. So with that in mind, all week on the show with Kilkenny and Kilkenny Tourism, visit kilkenny.ie from outdoor adventure, top class restaurants, great value hotels, plenty of shopping. It is a great place. You know, I've never been there and not had a good time, and I really do mean that. So today it's the Pembroke Hotel. You can plan your autumn staycation at the medieval city of Kilkenny with the outdoor adventures and all that stuff that we just mentioned. It's a luxury 2-night escape to the beautiful Pembroke Hotel in Kilkenny for 2 adults with a dinner on an evening. So, you know, maybe you've been chatting online and you're ready now to not just chat online.
What's that thing? I'm ready now, Lord Jesus, to show how much I care. I'm ready now to show your love at home and everywhere. I don't know how that came up into my head. I looked at the photographs for Pembroke. It is incredible.
Yeah, it's lovely. It is lovely. So I have facts that I need to know. I need to ask you about Kilkenny. If you know the answer to it, then you can just lash it over on a WhatsApp on 087-679-7104. And that is all you have to do. So, true or false, Walt Disney... We haven't asked this question yet this week, Jim.
No, we haven't.
Okay. True or false, Walt Disney has got Kilkenny roots. Now, they might be a stretch, but true or false, Walt Disney has roots in Kilkenny. You can't answer twice, I'm sorry. But you can answer once with what you think is the right answer and lash your name on it, please. And we will sort one of you out before 10 o'clock with another break to Kilkenny, this time the Pembroke Hotel. And it'll be a very nice 3-course dinner in the Stratum restaurant. You'll even get some time to go to their hotel Medi-Spa called Mint.
I just had a goof it there. It looks deadly.
You'll look mint after it.
And the fact that you have 2 nights as well, it means you can have a proper, proper rest.
Yeah.
You've got those white sheets that are usually stuck underneath the, you know, the...
Your mattress. I don't know where you're
going. Do you
know
your mattress? You know when you walk into a hotel, it's always a perfectly made bed.
Yeah.
White sheets. The sheets are underneath the mattress and you're pulling them apart and you just know you're comfortable in there, knowing everyone's outside working and you've got 2 days off.
It's quite a skill that the people who you know, reassemble and clean hotel rooms, the way they do that.
I'd love to know how they do it, because it's always perfectly done.
It can be very hard to open the duvet out, yeah. You're right.
Hotel beds, I'm telling you.
Oh, I'm telling you, you don't realise how much you need this until you've gone. I've done it twice now. 087-679-7104. What did you say, walkies?
Walking into a room that you know is perfectly clean, you don't have to do anything with it. They clean it for you.
Yeah.
They'll put your old clothes into your bag. They'll hang your new clothes up.
They don't put your old clothes into a bag.
Well, they just put them on the side. Any hotel I've ever been in do that.
Do you do that?
I throw everything. As soon as I get down there, I'm like, whoa.
You're a lazy git.
You're on your holidays. 2 days.
Although I've come back to work after 2 days and someone's only rearranged my desk.
Oh, they did that to mine as well.
Either that or they're clearing it out for me. I'm not sure which.
No, but we've got a surprise. On line two, we've got a brand new presenter.
Dish the dirt's on the way. I'm sure you've heard the news, but it looks like Johnny McDade, Courtney Cox, going to get married in the north later on this year.
I did not know this.
Chris's wedding. Who's maid of honour? Well, joint maid of honour, because she's her daughter Coco, and
not the most stunning looking woman in the whole world,
Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, she is
correct.
She's beautiful.
She could be in the north this Christmas. You could meet her, Crosby.
What a day!
You could bump into her in the Crown or something.
If you've ever watched This Morning, not This Morning, The Morning Show,
The Morning Show.
Because every time I say This Morning is because when you're watching The Morning Show, This Morning is always on in the background. Phil and Holly.
Really?
Yeah. In loads of scenes, when they're having meetings, you can see the screens behind them.
They're meant to be in America.
Because it's a morning show. They're looking to see what other radio stations and TV stations are doing.
Oh, maybe they're listening to us.
Oh, that'll be unreal.
For people who have your Halloween decorations up, it's not just you. Kylie Jenner is getting into the Halloween spirit. The 24-year-old, completed on 24, unveiled her latest collab, a partnership with Nightmare on Elm Street. She's covered in blood, and it is only for, you know, the 31st of October. She's grand.
Okay, so that is the entire Freddy collab. It has been so much fun doing this. Such an honor to collaborate with the Nightmare on Elm Street and, of course, Freddy, because he is arguably one of the best villains of all time. So here it is. It launches on the 12th on KylieCosmetics.com. So I will see you guys there.
Hey, Kylie, you don't sound that interested. I don't know if the photographs have done the rounds already, but Kim and Kanye had a dinner.
I saw that. I think they could be getting back together again.
Or else you're talking about the kids.
I hope she keeps away from him.
Okay.
She seems, I don't know why I'm standing up for one of the Kardashians like I know them, but I kind of feel that, you know, she's a good skin.
So Adele, as we know, has been, you know, she's announced the comeback and all that stuff, but the video of the pickup where all the song lyrics have fallen off the back of it.
Now I'm walking through the shadows. You were with me and you comfort me. Lay me down now. Time for sleeping. But before that, would you resume me before I?
I forgot about that. So that was Cheryl's Promise This, and on Adele's YouTube channel, it's this extended thing that's there. I prefer the Adele version.
Yeah, please. I'm always jealous of the people that went to see Adele just before she went massive in the Olympia. She played a gig years ago.
It must have been a long time ago.
Yeah, it was about, I'd say, 6 years ago. She played the Olympia, and it was just, I think, weeks after she played the Brit Awards, and it just exploded. But because she had sold the place out before that.
So someone like you, I hate to give your time calculator a bit of a shake up, but that was 10 years ago, my friend.
10.
Yeah. Actually, nearly 11.
I'd broken up with somebody and I was working here, and I remember sitting out in reception going, life is over. It's
someone like you.
10 years later, I'm like, who was that person again? But every time I hear that song, I think of it.
He's just summed up life there. Seriously, it'll be all right.
It's FM 104.
Good morning, it's Wednesday. It's Nobby here. I'm back from a little break. Coming up, FM 104's qualifying question is named the social media tycoon who's lost 5 billion euro this week. Ouch! If you think you know who that is, we want your WhatsApp or your Insta DM, please, and we'll play Instagram with you in about 10 minutes. Also, a member of the team last night was awoken by something very, very scary in the dark of night. And I need you to hear what it is, because we have audio of it. It was seriously scary. The person could not go back to sleep. The only thing they kind of didn't, they were sure of, was it didn't sound like a burglar. But what the hell was it? We need your help. It's F104, it's coming up. We now have, well, I mean, a lot of people have the decorations up. A lot of people are saying, yeah, did ours yesterday. So it's in the spirit of the month. And I'm joined, he's normally the man who's giving out the grief at the receiving end of a wind-up call or anything like that. Terry, who works with us on the show. What was that noise?
That's me sipping my third cup of coffee this morning.
The reason you're so tired is you were woken from your bed in the darkness of night last night.
Yeah, so Nobby, I'm wrecked. I haven't gotten much sleep. I'm beside myself. I don't really know what's going on. And I need people's help with this.
I don't know how much use he'll be in this, because he'd probably just scream. Crossy, have you been...
Hello.
Hello.
Have you I'm in a different studio. If people can't, don't know why I'm saying hello to them. We're in different studios this morning. I'm terrified for Terry. Terrified.
You're terrified for Terry. Why? Yeah.
So earlier on this morning, Terry came in very tired, like really tired. I was like, what's wrong with you? And he says, oh, I couldn't sleep last night. Have a listen to this. And the hair has been standing on my arms for about 10 minutes. It is, oh, even thinking about it. I know we're coming up to Halloween, but this sound you're going to hear from what woke Terry up last night is unnatural.
Now, Terry, you don't live in a housing estate. Describe the surroundings of your chateau.
Well, my chateau, yeah. So, to somebody like yourself, Nobby, who's a city dweller,
yeah.
I don't know if you truly appreciate how dark it gets in the countryside, especially this time of year. So, from the front of my house, all you see is black.
Right.
And you might see the silhouette of the city lights in the distance.
If but you're lucky.
It's silhouetted against black trees, and you know, on a windy night it can be quite ominous, let's say, for the untrained eye. So last night I'm lying in my bed trying to get to sleep at 11:30, knowing I have to be up at 5, and I'm dozing, and next minute something alerts me. Now, you're used to hearing some noises outside. Sometimes there's a passing plane, sometimes a car, but last night something just freaky alerted me to jump out of my bed. And I turned to my beloved and I said, did you hear that? And she turned around and said, shut up and go back to sleep.
Like the wuss that you are.
Yeah. So
did it sound like it was directly outside the house, or
it sounded like it was in our front garden, looking in through my bedroom window, knowing that I was about to doze off to sleep.
Oh god.
So this thing, whatever it is,
you're confident wasn't a human, or maybe not confident?
It's either human who's trying to wind me up, or it's an animal that's not too happy, or it's something between those two worlds. Is it something spirit-like? We are in the month of
Halloween. I know,
but there are weird things going on in the world. Could this be something coming over from the other side? I don't know. I really do want somebody's help that might know what this is.
Okay, it's time for everyone to hear the noise. I'm going to see why we all sound a little bit freaked, a little bit on edge this morning, because imagine now, I mean, it's daytime now, you listen to the radio, it's fine, you feel safe, but imagine the darkness of night after midnight.
And you're only going to hear a snippet of this. This went on for an hour.
Yeah, and you hear this noise. Is everyone ready? Imagine if you live on your own, you're a bit scared of the dark. Jesus.
You know,
like,
my wife thinks it's a fox in heat, but you know, I've heard foxes, I've looked them up online, they don't sound like that.
Like, from a faint distance, particularly the first time you hear it, that could be human, and you're hearing that scream. Hang on, we need to go again. Hang on. Oh god,
please tell me what that is.
087-679-7104, please, if you...
It sounded like somebody was being attacked in our front garden.
I can imagine why you would think it would sound like that.
Yeah.
I think it sounds a little bit like that. Especially if your mind's playing tricks on you. The window's closed and you hear it outside.
The question is, did Terry go out and have a look to see what it was?
That doesn't sound like it. He sent the missus. So did you?
Well,
you opened the window and you...
Opened the window. I stood there for half an hour listening to this thing.
If you can help, please get in touch and maybe you'll sleep better tonight.
Yeah, thanks.
They used to say at the end of those crime programs, do sleep well, don't have nightmares. Please help us out here. It's F104.
questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie. Committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at MissQuote.ie.
Good morning, Nicola. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Just freaked out by that noise now.
How would you feel if you heard that in the dead of night in your bed?
Oh my God, I'd like crack up.
Yeah, it's pretty spooky.
At this stage, yeah. I'd welcome it.
So you're working on post? Are you out in the streets? Yeah. Are you in the depots?
No, I'm in the parcel hub.
The parcel hub, okay. So you're to blame when everyone's parcels don't arrive when they say...
Oh God, that's nothing to do with me.
Okay, very good.
Oh my God,
what?
I wrote these questions last night.
Yeah.
And one of the, look at the very last question.
Oh my God.
That is so strange.
It's fate, Nicola, it's fate.
Nicola, if you don't get this, I'm going to drive to on post and go, what? Why?
Okay, here we go. 10 questions. We'll give you €1,000 if you get them all right.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Right, let's go.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
Toners, the long haul, and cues are type of what in Dublin?
Pub.
Shukra is the Irish word for what?
Sugar.
What artist announced her new single, Easy On Me, is out October 15th?
Adele.
35 multiplied by 2 is what?
70.
What channel is the Great British Bake Off on?
Channel 4.
What singer left Little Mix earlier on this year?
Jesse Nelson.
If you got a balayage done, what part of your body would it have been on?
Your hair.
What streaming site is Squid Game on?
Essex.
Leopardstown, The Curragh and Fairy House are all home to what sport?
Horse racing.
And for your 10th question, what colour are the on post boxes in Ireland?
Green.
That's ridiculous. The 10 questions are in. But how is Nicola done?
Were they easy today?
I would imagine people would think they were okay. It just, like, it always depends. If you're not watching Squid Game, you might know what streaming service is on. Are you watching Squid Game, Nicola?
No.
So that was just a total guess?
Yeah.
Toners, the long haul, and kyos are all types of pubs. Shukra is the Irish word for sugar. Adele has got new music out on the 15th. 35 multiplied by 2 is 70. Do you watch The Bake Off?
No, I don't.
You don't, but you knew that as well. Channel 4. Jesse did leave Little Mix. A balayage. Crossy, is that your hair? Can you confirm?
I can confirm that is your hair.
What style is that now?
I think it's when you put it half and half, so the first half is brown, the second half is blonde.
Nicola?
Yeah, I only got it done last week.
Okay. Does it look nice?
Yeah.
Good.
Very expensive as well, I think.
Leopardstown, The Curragh and Fairy House are all home to horse racing. You would obviously know that on-post boxes are green. But the question that is either getting you a grand or keeping you away from it is, what streaming site is Squid Game on? You said Netflix. How confident are you that that is the right answer?
Oh, they're 80-20.
80 or 20?
No, about 80.
Okay, yeah, I get you.
That's like the ad they used to go, 8, 20, 20.
Sorry, second coffee kicking in. Nicola, Squid Game is on Netflix. You've just won a grand!
Oh my God.
Congratulations. €1,000. Oh, stick that in your letterbox.
Yes.
Nicely played.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you, yeah. Say they're all cheering for you now on a bus, so well done.
Yeah,
a grand is yours, and you flew through them.
Delighted.
Good.
What are you going to spend it on, Nicola?
Oh God, I think I might get sorted for Christmas.
It's a good time of year to win a grand, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh my God.
And your second name, Nicola, is what?
Byrne.
Nicola Byrne from Talla. Congratulations.
Ah, yeah. Thanks so much, lad.
Well done.
Imagine what. Imagine walking into the square Talla today. You've got a
they
grand.
Love you, yeah. Right, enjoy. Thanks for playing F104's Instagram.
So
take care of yourself.
Thanks.
Bye bye. She sounds delighted. Well done, Nicola. A lot of messages for her. Eastside, it's 8:28. Right, a lot of you have got in touch and tried to, I think, reassure us that the noise that Terry heard last night in the dark of night, like this is well after midnight, he's lying in bed and outside his window. An and he kind of lives in the middle of nowhere, he hears this sound. And naturally, at that time of night, your first thing is someone is screaming outside. What the hell is going on? A lot of you who have obviously just, you know, got more life experience than us have suggested owls, a lot of foxes. You know, if we're going by just volume, that it's okay, everything will be all right. It seems to be it was a fox.
See, I've lived in the Phoenix Park Racecourse apartments, and Phoenix Park is right beside me. I've never heard a fox sound like that. And you'd hear loads of them roaming around that area.
A few cats as well. A few cats almost around the guards on a fox. A few years on a fox. Walking down a country road because I thought it was someone getting attacked in a field, until I saw a fox come out of a bush with a rabbit in its mouth. YouTube vixen screams, it's the same sound, says Dean. That creepy noise is just an owl to scare away bats. It's a barking owl. A barking owl or a barn owl? Is that predictive text?
I can't say because it's so near kids in the car, but that top one there, deers.
Yeah, it could be deers, yeah. A small animal, maybe a badger, says Gaz and Ballymun. Look, if it was just a fox, everyone will sleep fine tonight. If not, do sleep well. Nightmares. Okay, it's 8:30. We're going to be nodding our noggins in a second. I won't lie to you, I have nothing picked for that. We'll be doing Kids in the Car. Kids, my question is, our question this morning for you is, have you got the decorations up yet? When are you putting them up, if not? And is there anything particularly good you have in your collection of decorations for Halloween? Is like a witch with a big green warty nose. What do you have that you will put outside your house for the next few weeks? 087 679 7104. We even have a prize for you this morning, so get in touch.
Kids in the car, kids in the car, everyone is a little star.
Yes, they are.
Early on the Strawberry, they chat to Jim and Nobby. Kids in the car on FM 104.
And the good news is that Ron's Gone Wrong is in Irish cinemas on the 15th of October. But before it's in the cinemas, we'd like you to go to a special cinema at Odeon Point Square on the morning of Sunday the 10th of October. That's this Sunday morning. Not too early, you know, about 10:30. We'll open up the doors and you can go and see Ron's Gone Wrong. So if you get in touch this morning, even if we don't get time for everyone's message, we've got some boys and girls going into the draw to win. Okay, so we're asking this morning, what, if any, Halloween decorations are already up on your house? Because I know a lot of people, I saw a lot of floating ghosts around Dublin yesterday, and is there anything particularly scary in your collection of decorations? So let's say good morning to the boys and girls.
Here we go.
Hello, Novi and Cassie. This is Grace Ellen Hurley, and we have a mat that screams when you wipe your feet on it, and we have a witch that cackles when you come near.
A mat that screams. That must be what was outside Terry's house.
Sounds terrifying. Have a listen to this one.
Hi, Jim and Abby. It's Brooklyn Bell.
Hello.
And I haven't put my decorations up yet, but I'm going to do it next week.
Okay.
And my favourite Halloween decoration is my sweet bowl, and it has a monster on it. And then when you get a sweet, the monster grabs you. And it makes a funny noise. Bye.
The monster grabs you.
Slightly terrifying. We've got one more coming up.
Hi, Jim and Abby. My name's Aaron, and that was the same noise our witch made. It was a little scary. Bye.
Bye. Have a good day.
Ah. Here we go. Now there's one more. As you can see, I'm taking control today.
Hi, Nobby and Crossy.
Hello.
My name is Ryan. Hi. For Halloween, my dad got a smoke machine online, and we're going to put it out my front garden and make the place spookier. Bye.
See you, Ryan. Have a good day, man. That's a good idea. Smoke machine.
Hi, Jim and Nobby. This is Kaylee and Callum.
Hello.
We haven't put our decorations up yet, but we're waiting for my dad to get them out of the attic, so maybe next week. And my dad's after doing his back in, so we'll see.
Oh, good excuse.
Okay, bye.
Dad. Yeah, you're back in. Come on, Dad. Christmas is coming, like.
Can we go back to this noise? I don't know which kid made this, but this was it left at the very end of the WhatsApp, 2 seconds after this finished talking.
Bushy, bushy.
Oh, bushy. So cute.
Again?
Have a listen.
Bushy, bushy.
Oh, so good.
Excellent. And we've got so many messages on this. We might come back to it tomorrow, boys and girls, so you can still message us in. And we'll have more for you to win as well tomorrow morning. More chances for you to go for the rest of the week, actually. For Ron's Gone Wrong in Irish cinemas from the 15th of October. But you can see it this Sunday morning. Thanks for all your messages, boys and girls. It's F104. It's 8:41 with Dua Lipa. In 10 seconds, if you'd like to wear Kate Middleton's dress from her appearance at something during the week, this is an 18-euro Zara dress. Black and white, checkered, full length, 18 quid. Bish, bash, bosh.
Okay, Daily Mail.
Yeah, no problem. Ed Sheeran has joined The Voice US as a mega mentor. Does that mean it's not like the Judges' Houses equivalent of the...
Yeah, so he would advise Ariana Grande.
Right, well, he's alongside her, Kelly Clarkson, Blake and John Legend. And he'll be hopping back and forward, I presume, on a plane.
I think the highlight of being a new dad is pretty much every day. And yeah. Seeing her learn things for the first, seeing her feel rain for the first time, you know, stuff that we take for granted, where we're just like, oh, rain. Yeah, no, it's amazing. It really is. It really is amazing. But yeah, the album, I didn't want the album to be like a dad album. So there's one track that's dedicated to her, okay, and then a few others that hints at fatherhood. But yeah.
You're a cool dad.
Well, I've never really been a cool person, but like I would say, as a dad, no, I mean. She's gonna look back at pictures of this and be like, "Really?
Absolutely not! You are very cool."
Oh no,
cool.
I love it. I love it. No, but
You'll be cool till she's about 5'8", and then we'll all end. Back to Kate Middleton for a second, Crossy. Sorry, Rami Malek has been talking about meeting William and Kate at the red carpet for No Time to Die, which is in cinemas right now.
And I just looked at Princess Kate at one point, and I said, this must be exhausting. And she said, why? I said, you just had a baby, right? And she goes, I think she was taken aback. She said, how are you doing? And I said, no, how are you?
They have to be super careful all the time.
They're so careful. But it was so cool because I think I caught her off guard for a second.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had that look of, in the most elegant, professional, royal way. Yes, it's a lot having
a What
about
kid. Prince Charles? Did he show any emotion?
The funniest thing about that was I said, you know, if you ever need a day off, I'm backup for you. And she's like, what do you mean? I go, I can babysit. You guys go out, have a good time.
Rami Malek is like when when your mom gives out to you in the shopping center and she has her turn like this and she's gonna turn, stop doing that now, you little. That's what he sounds like every time I hear him.
If you don't put that turn down. We'll come back to the next dish, the dirt, but some people are very upset that Zig and Zag and the Den is not returning.
Yeah, the lads behind the Den said last night, sad news to report today, we found out from bosses that the Den won't be coming back after all. Thanks to all the old fans and the new ones for tuning in, we had a blast.
Which sounds like they were waiting on the bosses to just give it the green light.
Yeah, rumour has it got the green light and now it got the red light. So it's very sad. Such a good show.
It was good. It was good fun. Right, more after nine. It's Nobby here, Crossy there. What's the story?
So you know the way Terry had a noise earlier in his gaff, where everyone was talking about 20 past eight?
I'll just remind everyone of the noise, just for context. And, you know, you've just tuned in. What noise was this? Well, it was this in the dead of night. I don't understand if Terry first thought it might be a human screaming.
A banshee,
if they are a thing. And there's a lot to be, I think a lot of people have said foxes, but we really don't know. We actually don't know.
It's terrifying, but it got me thinking about Halloween.
Yeah.
Because we're in the month of Halloween now. Yeah. Everyone's talking about ghost stories and all that. But there's a special type of thing I love about Halloween. It's about Halloween in estates. If you live in an estate anywhere in Dublin, you're going to come across these people. No matter where you are in Ireland or even in Dublin, these people are everywhere. The one family who goes OTT at Halloween. You know, they've got the smoke machines outside. They've got the flags. They've got the wreaths. They've got the lights.
The mats that scream when you walk up to the door.
And you love those houses because you always know you're going to get a good goodie bag. Mm. You're not going to get none of these monkey nuts. None of those monkey nuts. It's always going to be the sweets.
No monkey nuts. You might have a peanut allergy now. How come no one had a peanut allergy when we were growing up?
Oh yeah, remember that?
No one cared about monkey nuts then.
I never liked them. I hated them.
I was always a bit of crack trying to crack open the outside.
Oh, never. They were the houses you always had to avoid. Then there's a family who are like you. The family that just closed the curtains,
turned the lights off,
and turned the bell off.
Do you know, after last year it was brilliant. You just leave a bowl at the door and you say, take one. And when they're gone, they're gone. It's like home store more. But that's it then. And then you don't have to talk to anybody. You don't have to talk to anybody.
It's not the point of Halloween.
Yeah, but it's all you want is sweets.
Yeah, but you want to knock on the door. Trick or treat.
That was brilliant last year. We should do the same again.
This brings me on to the next one. The neighbour who always goes, give us a trick, will you? No, give us a treat.
Yeah.
You know those types? You're picturing these people in your head. Mm. The person who always says that. Then there's always the kids from the other estates that are too greedy and pop into your estate.
And too old. You're like, lads, you're 15, get lost.
Yeah, and they dress up like they're like, they don't even have proper Halloween costumes. These are the ones that, you know, oh, I'm dressed up as a builder, or I'm dressed up
as a builder.
You're kind of going, stop, that's your brother's coat who hasn't worn in 10 years.
You've kind of left creepy dad off the list as well. There's always creepy dad who wears a really weird mask and is a bit too into it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, there's one of them. Yeah, there always is. Then you've got the Rambo / G.I. Joe man who hates kids and hates the family, and you usually knick-knack his house. And then you're up to his house and he knows you have terrorised them for the whole year, but you're there today to go, trick or treat.
Yeah, hi. Everything okay?
You've got the friend. Everyone has that friend when you were growing up who always had black cats or whatever it was. I know they're not allowed, they're illegal. But they'd always terrify you because once they had the bangers, you wouldn't know where they'd go. They'd break the sticks off and they'd just fly everywhere. Yeah. And yeah, we always had a friend like that. And then you always had that neighbour who gave you a turnip or an orange or an apple or a tomato. And you're going, ah, you're hilarious.
Tomato?
Yeah. You know those, they're kind of like, you knocked on my door now, you've ruined my night, so I'm going to give you a tomato.
Who wants a tomato in a black bag of banshee bones?
Because they're trying to be funny. But then that one neighbour who's a legend neighbour, who always forgets, they're the high flyers who are working in town. They come out and they've no food whatsoever, but they've got loads of coins. So they drop you €2, or they drop you €3, or a fiver note. They're the neighbours that you want in your life.
We have a neighbour who has those little miniature glass bottles containing fizzy drinks that you get on airplanes, and they have a collection of them for the grown-ups.
Hang on a second. Are you telling me that they have grown-up things in your estate?
Going to stay over my gaff on Halloween night?
Absolutely. Compared to my mum, who dresses the dog up.
So does she?
Yeah, so, and she brings the dog around.
What does she dress him up as, a cat?
So it's the dog's going to be a witch this year, a male witch this year. I saw the little outfit today.
Right.
And you're going to go, mom, really? And they're like, oh yeah, everyone wants to see Arlo on the road. So she's knocking on the doors just so they can have a look at the dog. Kind of like communions and confirmations. But the thing is, they don't get any food or any treats. It's just to show off the dog.
You should get Arlo a little slot for envelopes. So people just give him cash.
Great idea.
Have a great communion, Arlo. Good man. Other news is, this is good news. A little every other day is fine. There was a report the other day, a couple of years ago, and they said that there was never a safe limit of alcohol. Now they're saying, well, actually, you can't, the way you can say every cigarette's bad for you, you cannot say that about. Now they're saying one glass of beer, Irish people, one glass of wine every other day, and they're saying that's probably safe.
I'd love to know the person who, you know, has to research this.
Terms and conditions apply. Scientists.
So they have to go off in the batter, and then they have to go off it, and then they have to go half on it, and then quarter on it.
Well, Crossy, the word batter was never mentioned here. Now you put that word into this.
But how are they going to know otherwise?
Science. Epidemiology, man.
Yeah.
Someone has to analyse a liver or something. I don't know. It sounds less glamorous than just going for one. But yeah, a little, as in a glass, every other day is fine.
Okay. Don't know what you're looking at me for. I'm okay. Did you know, actually, the Mater Hospital, if you ever drive up around it, they have a massive building site there now. There's going to be a diseases department that's going to look at the likes of the C word and everything else. And it's going to be the only one owned by the public in Ireland.
That's good to know, Crossy. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Well, if you stay with one every other day, you'll hopefully never get to need to go to them.
Yes.
It's F104.
Thanks for listening to FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.